You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Dan Levinson's Palomar Quartet, Molly Ryan on the vocal. Oh, yes. And good stuff here. Oh, yeah, there's Dan, all right. And what a band. Buy all his stuff, would you? Only Another Boy and Girl. That was recorded in 08, and that is one of the best things you could spend $10 on. Yes, Four on the Floor is the name of the CD. And you must do that if you want to enjoy that, of course. So that's Only Another Boy and Girl. Is that what they're saying about Minnie the Moocher and the other one? I don't know. this continues to snowball into something. Perhaps I'm just extrapolating here, which I've been known to do. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I urge you to do whatever you have to do to try to figure this out with me. But suddenly, here it is. Van Epps Quartet, Nathan Glantz, Frank Banta, George Hamilton Green, and Fred Van Epps in 1920 on Path A. Oh, my God. It's murder! Exclamation point. Who done it? Thank you. the Meadowbrook Dance Band in 1921. It's an unidentified band. Nobody knows who these guys are or what the instrumentation was, but there it is on LaBelle, another label that you don't find every 5 minutes. Fairly good sound, though, for 21, Dapper Dan. Well, I don't think he did it. I think he's got an alibi. So he's under suspicion. But Dapper Dan, I don't think, did it. Before that, the California Ramblers in 1922, I Wish I Knew. Well, I know that there's a murder. You're looking around now. It's Van Epps Quartet. Good sound there. And, well, not really. It was sort of one of those rumbly pathés, but it's nice to get any sound out of that, especially if it wants to skate across the turntable, as the tone arm is wont to do with these. And their vertical cut, Murder, 1920. Oh, boy. This is Radiola, and we are now in the thick of it. So we're under suspicion ourselves, by the way. So don't leave town, whatever you do. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm not going to leave town because I wasn't going to leave town anyway. Here are the all-star players, usual Grey Gull musicians in there, Sinella, Mosiello, Magnante, and all those guys. Jerry White on the vocal in 1929. What's that activity outside? They're going near the ladder. Tiptoe through the tulips, eh? Well, that's a likely story.
Thank you. my feet. Muddy water in the street. Just God's own shelter down on the Delta. Muddy water in my shoes. Rocking to those low down blues. They live in ease and comfort down there, I declare. Been away a year today to wander and roam. I don't care, it's muddy there, but still it's my home. Got my toes turned Dixie way, round that Delta let me lay. My heart cries out for muddy water.
Sam Lann and his orchestra, Johnny Ryan on the vocal, Who Wouldn't Be Blue? Yes, who wouldn't be? And who would be? That's the bigger question. 1928. Before that, You're tiptoeing through the tulips and tracking mud because you've been through the muddy water with Bing Crosby. You know, those feet and their water. You've got to turn your toes somewhere. 1927, Bing's first vocal with Paul Whiteman, I believe. Major vocal, I should say, by himself that people have heard. And that was a popular record. Very nice. Before that, All-Star Players, Greg Allgroup, Jerry White on the vocal, Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me. So that's your alibi. You were tiptoeing through the tulips, eh? All right, we're going to check the flower bed, see what's been uprooted. Maybe there's something in there. 1929, this is Radiola, and we're trying to solve this mystery, whatever that mystery is. Who done it, indeed? We don't know. And we are definitely, we've put on our thinking cap. And we're keeping it under our hat, whatever it may be. But there's a solution to this. And the clue's beginning. The shellac contains all of them. Oh, boy, all of them. Lee Sims, 1929. Lovely Brunswick from Knox. Very nice thing here. Lover, Come Back to Me. Sigmund Romberg. Well, he didn't do it. Thank you.
thrill of a new love has faded away. Mistaken, awakened am I. Wanting you near me, sincerely I say, forgive, forget, won't you try? I had you, I held you, you gave me all. Your love dreams I shattered beyond recall. Now that I've lost you, please understand. I'm here forever at your command. I realize now that I've lost my prize. Tell me, how can I live this way? Foolish conceit, at my heart it would beat, and to think that my heart would obey. I want you, and I need you, more than you know. I'll worship your love, dear, wherever you go. Once more to have you, love would be grand. To live forever at your command. Now that I've lost my prize, tell me, how can I live this way? Foolish conceit, at my heart it would be, and to think that my heart would obey. I want you, and I need you, more than you know. Whatever, don't ever tell me to go. Once more to have you, love would be grand. To live forever at your
that love was over, that we were really through. I said I didn't love her, that we'd begin anew. And you can all believe me, we sure intended to. We just couldn't say goodbye. The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried. The curtain started waving for me to come inside. I'll tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide. We just couldn't say goodbye. The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below. With folded hands it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed her, and when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. And now we're both so happy because at last we found we just couldn't say goodbye. Up and down, and now we're both so happy because at last we found we just couldn't say goodbye.
Chick Bullock and his Lovey Loungers. That sounds like Dick McDonough on there, 1932 on the guitar. Yes, we just couldn't say goodbye. Great sounding copy of that too. We couldn't say goodbye, huh? Yes, a criminal always returns to the scene of the crime because he, I think he might have left his wallet there. It's the criminals I know. Yes, Bing Crosby, At Your Command, 1931. And that's, there's a motive. There's a motive in there somewhere. He'd do anything. Lee Sims, Lover Come Back to Me, 1929. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm starting to get a picture here. And I'm not, it's not a pretty picture. It's rather dire and somewhat it's ominous, and that's true. If you say ominous enough, you sound like Jackie Gleason. I think the suspect has fled. Let's check this out. Palala's Hawaiians in 1926 in the Garden of Hawaii. Well, where else would you go? Oh, yes, nice. Got absconded. That's what happened there. Oh, boy. Thank you.
blow me to that island of palms. Take me back once more to that island shore I love. Heavenly angel voices singing their songs are not half as nice as a paradise of love. No sad farewell will I ever say again, for I'm sailing back to claim my own beloved one. South wind, please hurry to that island of palms, so I'll soon be near to the one so dear to me.
Love and romance have done to me. I'm not the same as I used to be. This is my last affair. Tragedy just seems to be the end of me. My happiness is misery. This is my last affair. Right from the start, you took my love, tore my heart apart. Now there's nothing new to look forward to. My dreams won't come true. So I'll make a vow, no more to love's shrine will I bow. I cross my heart and I'll seal it now. This is my last affair.
Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, 1936, My Last Affair. Now this is getting, yes, with Dan Grissom, who was also called Dan Gruesome. By members of the band. So, figure that one out. There's something going on. He's not dapper this time. No, sir. Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, Lee Sherwood, South Wind, 1937. Yes, blown to that a garden of Hawaii, hanging out there amongst the ukuleles and the palm trees and all those other things with not too many consonants. 1926, Palala's Hawaiians. And oh yes, this is Radiola, and we've got getting there. We're getting there with this. We might be able to figure this out. So don't anybody leave the room. We've got it coming right now, right after this set. We'll tell you who it was. Here's Jelly Roll Morton, and this expresses it perfectly. And I've got a hunch, and he's got a Seattle hunch. So maybe they're back from Hawaii.
I do if it were you making me blue? I went and had my fortune read. Someone's to blame, the gypsy said, but she wouldn't say who. Maybe it's you.
Kensington Serenaders, and it looks like that Seattle hunch paid off. Ben Selvin, Franklin Bauer, ooh, maybe it's you. 1927. Jelly Roll Morton, Seattle Hunch, 1929. Yes. All right. Okay, I confess. I did it. I just killed 2 hours of your time. And I'm glad I did it, too, because you would have just spent it watching television. So do with me what you will. And I'm Andy Sr., and I plead guilty. I'll take my punishment as I must. And this is Radiola, and we may be going away for a long time, but here we go. Depending on what you mean by home, The Ambassadors, Louis Katzman, 1926. I'm on my way home.